especially for, it's a family service. We're focusing on children today. So we're going to do a really lively song. Children, if you can put some actions to this, it would be fantastic. If you can dance along, you won't know the song, but you'll soon pick up the music and the sense of where they're going with it. So let's see you. Let's get ready for our family service this morning. We've got a countdown with this. Let's have a welcome to celebrate Christmas.
We're gonna dance, lift our hands, celebrate it's Christmas. Light up the world, Jesus is born. Ooh, raise your voice, make some noise, it's Christmas. Let's celebrate and shout for joy. There's a reason why we sing and why we celebrate. It's Christmas time. Christmas time. It's the season that he's given us a gift so great. It's Christmas time. Yeah, it's Christmas time. He's the light of the world. Come down to us. From heaven, now everyone sing. They're gonna dance, lift our hands, celebrate. It's Christmas. Light up the world. Jesus is born. A gift so great. It's Christmas time. Yeah, it's Christmas time. He's the light of the world. Come down to us. From heaven, now everyone sing. They're gonna dance, lift our hands, celebrate. It's Christmas. Light up the world. Jesus is born.
That is welcome to everybody, to those of you who are families, children that are joining us today. Thank you. It's Christmas. We are nearly there. Four more sleeps to go and then the big day. Hey, and today we're going to celebrate together the whole purpose of what Christmas is about. It's about Jesus. And we're going to take some time this morning to think about him. Hope you enjoyed that song. It is worth celebrating. It's worth being excited about with Jesus, because he's, and we're going to learn why he's come and who he is as we make our Christingle a little bit later on. Some of you, I think this is the first time you've been with us on Sunday mornings. So a big shout out to you. Thank you for being here. I hope you'll enjoy the service. And if you want to put some comments in the chat box as we go along, please feel free to do that. Grown-ups, you'll understand I'm focusing in on children and their families today, but please feel free to be part of this and be encouraged as to what we're doing. Children, I'm going to pray to Jesus to start with and just ask him to help us to think about exactly what we're doing. So let's pray together. Shall we do, I think we do prayer drill. Is it P-R-A-Y? P-R-A-Y. So let's do that together, shall we? P-R-A-Y. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time of year with the excitement that we have. Thank you that school is finished. Thank you for helping us through a difficult term. Thank you for helping the teachers and our parents. And we thank you. We look forward to Christmas Day. But Lord Jesus, we want to pause this morning to think why we celebrate, why this is such an important time for us, because it's all about you and your love and you coming to earth and why you came. So Lord Jesus, we thank you. Help us, help each child, each parent, each adult here that's logged in today to really have a good time for us to really think about what Christmas is all about. I would just pray for those who are sad this year, for those who can't be with their friends, and the news yesterday has really changed everything. As we think about the real meaning of Christmas, would that encourage them and give them some joy? We pray in Jesus' name. Four, and I think we go four or something like that, and we do our prayers. Fantastic. Right. So the next song is a song that you will know. I think you'll all know this. It's a song, Come On and Join Our Celebration. It's a very happy day. And we've got a background on here. We've got some sparklers. And you know what? I'm hoping that these people will have learned to keep time with the music. I'm not sure whether they will have done. You'll see as a family with sparklers and we're singing Come and Join the Celebration. If you want to wave your hands around, imagine you've got some sparklers or do some dancing, you can. Okay, lovely song, Celebration. It's time. Let's do our fourth Advent calendar. Advent calendar, Advent candle even. So we've done the first three. Joy that comes from him, peace that comes from him, hope that comes from him. Today's one, and we've done this all on one match. This is very good. If I could do it without it going out. So, not bad. Look, we had that much match left. So the last candle is the candle of love. Bring me back over here, Andrea. Thank you. So the last candle, the candle, and it just reminds us that one of the gifts that Jesus came to bring was love. And he came because God loved us. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So God loves us. Jesus came to... because he loves us, and he always will do, and he came to show us how to love as well, how to love other people. And he says, I want you who are my followers, I want you to love other people. I want you to love the people that don't love you. So to love people, even if they don't like you. He says, love your enemies and pray for them. So I want you to love people and be kind to them. It says, look after the people that haven't got enough things for themselves. Be generous and give to them. Help the people that need extra help. Make sure that you don't label people, or a long word for you today. You might have heard this word, discriminate, just because they're not like us, because they don't live like us. They've got the same color skin, or they've got different hair, or they do things differently. So just make sure you love everybody the same. That's what Jesus said. That's how he wants us to be. And of course, the biggest thing is he wants us to love him and to love God, to put him first and to be his followers. So we listen to him and we try and follow him. And we trust him to deal with our sins, the things we've done wrong. And I'll come back to that when we make our Christingle. So the fourth candle is the candle of love. Now, I told you that we were going to have a special guest today. Lots of you joined in with Holiday Club. And there was someone that was part of our Holiday Club every day. He was, well, I don't know what to make of him, but he's back again today for a special Christmas. It was the man that was best known as Derek, and I think he's got Dave and his mates with him. Here he is. Welcome to Derek.
Hi, everyone. Great to see you again with a... Probably even better for you to see me and see how clever I am. Right, I've got Gary here. Say hi, Gary. Hi. Say hi, Dave. Yeah, all right. They've come to see me, not you, so don't milk it. Right, hold the balloons up. We're going to do a quiz this morning. Great to see you again, children. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you, I guarantee, will not be able to give me the answers. Because what was evident to me after the summer is that I am superior in intelligence to you. But I'll give you another go this Christmas time, okay? So I'm going to ask Martin to select a victim, a volunteer for me, please, for the first question. Before I do... Hello, Rory, I remember you. Before I do, I realise that today you're having a special Christingle service, aren't you? Yes, well, I thought I'd better put my own Christingle on show this morning. Look at that. Put that there. Brilliant. Don't know why people are laughing. I made that myself, but there we are. Okay, question one then, Rory. Right, I've got four balloons up there. One, two, three, four. I've got numbers on. I want you to pick a number and there'll be a question in the balloon. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm ready. Right, pick a number.
Four.
Number four. Right. Why'd you choose number four?
Because it's bigger than all of the numbers.
All right, don't get clever about it. Right, okay, let's burst the balloon. What do we need to burst the balloon, Rory?
Yeah.
Spring break, that's right. Okay, let's go. Hold them up. Come on. Right, come on. Don't be scared. Come on, burst it. Oh, that won't work. Right, what about this, Rory? A spoon, that work?
Tell me it's a chainsaw.
No, what about a whisk?
Saw.
A saw? Oh, two I've got. I've been finding these all around the house. I think Doris has been eating all the Christmas cocktail sausages. We'll try that, Rory, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Number four, here we go! Ah! Right! I found a question, Rory! Brilliant! Right, you might need to help your dad with this one. What advent candle did Stuart light this morning? Ha ha, never going to get that, are you?
Love.
All right, that's the right answer. Well done. Okay, well done, Rory. You're cleverer than me on this occasion. Okay, let's have another one up, please, Martin.
Okay.
They're not
queuing up for another question.
They're not queuing up to volunteer.
No, that's because they're scared of me because I'm too clever. Who thinks they're more clever than me? Yeah. All right. Yeah, I remember you lot. Okay. You think all of you can take me on? You're going to gang up on me. Brilliant. Right. Hold up the balloons. Pick a number, please.
Three.
Okay, here we go. You look blue outsmart me. No way. Right. Question. Found it. You ready? Okay, here we go. You want to give up now? Because you won't get it. All right. Was Joseph the great-grandson of King David, the great-great-grandson of King David, the great-great-great-grandson of King David, or the great-great-great-great-great-grandson of King David?
The last one?
Yeah, you got it again. Well done. All right. Don't milk it. Next one, please. Ah, it's the blowers. All right. Look at you and your Christmas jumpers. Who wears a Christmas jumper? Who's stupid enough to wear a Christmas jumper? Not me. Ah. Right. Okay. What number question do you want to pick?
Two.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Right. Okay. I'll say it slowly to give you a chance. What does the special name Emmanuel mean? Knew it.
God is with us.
Yes. Move on, Martin. I can't take the celebration. I can't rub it in my face like that. Look, you're cleverer than you look, you lot. Brilliant. Right. Question four.
Derek.
Oh, my goodness. It's Doris.
Derek.
Excuse the hair. It's seasonal, apparently. Yes?
Derek, it's a Sunday morning. What is all this noise?
It's a...
Oh, hello! I remember you from the summer. Oh, you've all got so big. Oh, your Grace?
No, it's not your Grace. It's Pastor Stewart. You don't bow to him, you fist bump him.
Oh, oh. Oh, now... Derek, what are you doing?
It's Christingle service. I'm doing a quiz.
Oh, I love a Christingle. What is this, Derek?
That's my Christingle, darling.
It's a pineapple, Derek. It's meant to be an orange.
No, it's a Christingle.
It is a pineapple. Do you know what? Move aside, because I have had quite enough. These children aren't going to learn anything.
No, this is my quiz,
no.
Thank you.
Shush, shush, shush.
All right.
Okay, right. So we're on question number four. Now, is it Martin?
Yes,
Martin. Could you find me a child, please? Hello. Now, I'm sorry, boys, but you don't really have a choice. You've only got this one.
Number one.
Brilliant. I thought you were going to say that. Right. Oh, I don't like popping.
There's only one balloon left, so it's difficult, was it?
Right. Pick it up, Derek.
All right. And then.
Okay. Are you ready, boys?
Yes!
What was the name of the town Mary and Joseph travelled to? I'm going to give you... Hit it up. Look, hang on a minute. You've got choices. You might get it wrong. A. This. B. Great Yarmouth. Or C. Bethlehem.
A. It's A.
Where was it?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. You're right. Oh, Derek, they're so much cleverer than you, Derek.
Wow.
Oh, Derek, do you know what? These children, they've made me feel so Christmassy. I just
but we just love Derek and Doris. Thank you so much, you two. And well done, Gary and Dave as well. Special treat. I'm sure you just love them. Ah, when will we see them again? Fantastic. Happy Christmas to you as well. I think we need to all say happy Christmas to Derek and Doris in your homes. Happy Christmas, Derek and Doris. Fantastic. It's time for another song, a song that you sang, several of you, from FOY last year. If you remember the song Hosanna Rock. So let's do Hosanna Rock. We've got the video with lots of you on it this year as well. So see if you can find yourself and you'll see how much you've grown this year. But let's enjoy Hosanna Rock. Sunday school, that was fun, wasn't it? Right, it's Christingle time. So have you got your bags ready? Okay, so you need your bags and you'll need a grown-up as well. So let's take everything out of the bag to start with. You've got a blue bag with some sweets in it, leave that there. You've got a clear bag with lots of other bits in. Leave that there. The bit that you need to start with is the main thing. You need your orange. Now, I want you to give this to a grown-up, because if you want it to stand up, you're going to need to cut the bottom off. And I want a grown-up to do this. I don't want the children to. So grown-ups, can you watch what I'm going to do? And you're going to cut the bottom off like that so that it will stand. So children, give your orange to the grown-ups. And they're going to take it away and cut the bottom off. And they're also grown-ups, make sure you get this, they're also going to cut across in the top. So I'll see if I can do this so you can see a little cross in the top. That's going to be so you can get your candle in. Or you can cut a little hole. Okay, so grown-ups, this is your bit. You need to do that. Cut the bottom off and cut across in the top. Whilst you're doing that, children, what we've got, can you have a look? Have you got your bag of sweets? Hold up your bag of sweets for me. If it looks like I'm not looking at it, it's because I'm looking at my other screen, which is just over there. We don't need those quite yet. You're lucky you'll have some leftovers as well, because Andrea can't count very well. I did tell her how many to put in, but I think she put too many in. In your bag, you have got, let me take that one off the table. So open up your little bag, okay, and take out what's inside and we'll go through it. You'll have an envelope. Don't open that yet. That's got some sharp things in and you'll need a grown-up to help you with that. All right, so put that to one side. Put that there. What's next? Martin, I don't know if it's possible to put me on gallery view so that I can see everybody else, or do I need to do that? Let me have a look.
Yeah, you can do that.
I can do that. Gallery view, that's it. Right, so you've also got a little piece of tin foil. Show me your tinfoil. Good. Put that to one side. Keep that to the side. You've got a red ribbon. Got your red ribbon? Okay, hold out your red ribbon. Good stuff. Put that to one side so they're all ready for us when we want to put those there. Of course, big important bit, candle. Have you got your candle? Show me your candles. Yeah, fantastic. Put that to one side. Make sure it doesn't roll away. And the last thing in your little bag, you should have five cocktail sticks, okay? And you've got five because you've got one spare one, in case you break one. They're very fragile, and I've given you a spare one, all right? So we're going to use four of those, put those to one side. Okay, have you got your oranges back yet? Grown-ups, got your oranges? Okay, good. So children, you got your oranges back? And here we go. So let's make our Advent Christingle candle. First thing you're going to need is your ribbon, okay, and the contents of your white envelope. So you need to open that carefully. Particularly if you're small, make sure you get an adult to help you with that. And inside, you've got a little piece of tissue, which unwind. Now, I'll tell you, inside here, grown-ups, are four drawing pins. So if you've only got three, you'll know that one is somewhere else, and it will probably be on your floor. So I'm telling you that so that you know, right? So open those up. You just need to unwind it. Four drawing pins. You might need to help each other with the next bit. What you do, take your red ribbon and fold it round your orange like this, okay? And then you get your drawing pins and you use the drawing pins, just push them into the orange through the ribbon and it will hold the ribbon in place. So you've got four. You don't need to use all four if you don't want to, but it will make sure they don't get lost and it will hold the ribbon in place like that. Okay, so that's what you should have. Now, let me explain to you, just going to pause whilst you're still doing that. I'll explain to you what the meaning of this part is. What we've got, the orange reminds us, it's sort of round, reminds us of the world, the earth. And it's reminding us, what I want you to remember from this is that God made the world and he made us and he loves us. He loves the world. The Bible says that God so loved the world, he loves the people on it, that he gave his only son. So the orange represents the world and everybody that's on it. The red ribbon reminds us that God loved us so much that he gave Jesus to die for us, to take the blame for all the wrong things that we've done. You see, God loves us and he wants us to be with him and he wants to be our friend and he wants us to be his friend. But the things which we've done wrong mean that we can't be his friend. The Bible says that we're like his enemies, all right? And unless those wrong things are taken away, then we'll never be able to be with him in heaven and we won't have him as our friend whilst we're here on earth. So Jesus came and he died on the cross and God like punished him instead of punishing us so that we ask Jesus to forgive us. Then God will forgive us and it will be just like we've never done anything wrong. That's a wonderful thing. When Jesus died, the horrible men that killed him, they put a spear, they pierced him, they stabbed him with a spear and they put some thorns on his head and it made him bleed and they whipped him so much that his back was bleeding terribly. This reminds us of the blood of Jesus, that Jesus went through all of that so that we could be forgiven. And the red ribbon reminds us of Jesus' blood that he shed when he died on the cross for us. So, and Jesus died for everyone on the whole world that loved him and trusted him. So that's what the orange means, and that's what the red ribbon means. How are you doing? Hold up your oranges so I can see how far you've got. Good, you're all, most of you are there. If you can't keep up, don't worry, but we haven't got all day to do this. Now, the next thing I think we'll take is we'll make our cocktail sticks and our sweets. So take your blue bag, take the little tie off it, and you're going to need 3 sweets for each cocktail stick. And I'm going to put my sweets into a bowl that just makes it easier. And so on your cocktail stick, take a sweet. You've got all sorts. The easiest ones are these ones, the little, I think they're jelly tots. So I'm going to put one on here. This is where you might not keep up with me. Don't worry if you don't get them all done. So 1, 2, a little umpa lumpa one on here. 2 sweets. And let's have a, the other thing you can use, if you don't like sweets, you can use dried fruit. And so I've got just here, I've got a dried apricot. I love dried apricots. In fact, lovely. So you can put that on there. Or you can use things like that. That's a currant. No, it's a sultana. You can use sultanas or currants if you don't like sweets. So you need to do that on each of your sticks. Be careful because they're wooden and they're cheap. I don't know where they came from, but they're not very good. So just be careful on that. So I'll just make a couple of others whilst you're doing that. And whilst you're doing that, I know that you're good at multitasking. I'll explain to you what these mean. The sweets are like the treats. They're like the nice things that we enjoy. It reminds us that God has given us lovely things. He's made a world with lots of lovely, wonderful things to enjoy. I'm going to put a dolly mixture on this one. Dolly mixtures are hard, so you might need to push down, but be careful because they'll probably crumble into two and you'll need just to squeeze them back together again. Okay, so I've just about got that on there like that. And I think I'm going to put a jelly baby on the top. So I've got 3. One more. I'm going to do these with the dolly mixtures. So 1 dolly mixture. I'm going to put a currant on this one. No, a sultana. So sultana goes on there. And I'll tell you what I'm going to put, because I like these, I'm going to put a dried apricot on the top. Okay. So these remind us of the sweet things, the good things, the treats that we have, that God made the earth and he put lots of good things in it for us to enjoy. So these remind us of the things that we enjoy. But I want us, just as you're still putting your things on your cocktail sticks, just to take a moment to think of some of the things that you enjoy in your life. It might be your parents and friends. It might be a game that you've got. It might be things that you eat. I'm really looking forward to Christmas dinner, except I don't think we're going to have one properly this year. We're going to save it for later in the year when all our family can be together. Lots of things that we can enjoy, but there's people that this year that won't enjoy those things. So I want us just to pause for a moment and think of people that won't have things to enjoy. Maybe they don't have enough food. They don't have little treats. They'll never have any sweets. So just think for a moment. I'm just going to pause and I'm going to pray for people who don't have the lovely things that we have. Lord Jesus, as we make our Christingles today and we think of the treats that we've got and the good things in the world, we pray for those who don't have much. Please, would you be with them and let them know that even though they don't have many treats, that they've got you and that you love them, and help them to love you as well. Amen. It reminds us that the world is good and God wants us to look after his world as well. So I'm going to do the next bit. I don't know whether you're still putting yours on. What we need to do is we need to now put, actually no, we won't, we'll do something else before we do that, because this will be easier. This is, so pop your cocktail sticks down. This is where you need your candle and your piece of foil. So if you haven't finished your cocktail sticks, don't worry, just put them to one side and just watch what I'm going to do the next bit. So you get your tin foil and just going to wrap it around the bottom of your candle, and that will be there to catch any wax. And you might need a grown-up to help you with this bit, but you're going to push that into the hole or to the cross at the top of the orange, and then you can rearrange your tin foil so it's going to look like that.
Okay, so it's in there, mine's not very straight. Okay, so you've got your orange, your red ribbon around it, candle in the top. How are you doing? You manage that, hold it up when you've put your candle in your orange. Good, I can see most of you have. No idea how we're doing for time. Probably moving towards the end, I think. Okay, I can see it's about 22. Right, so do that in your own time, and then we need to put our treats into the orange, one in each quarter, sticking out like this. It just reminds us that God, again, God gives treats to the whole world, to east, south, north, and what would the other one be? East, south, north, and west. Thank you. Okay. So one last thing to say. We know that the orange is the world. The red ribbon represents the blood of Jesus, represents his death for us. The treats remind us of the good things that God gives us, and it just leaves the candle, which reminds us of Jesus, who is the light of the world. That's why he came, to show us how to live, to show us the way to God, that he's the way that we get to God. One time somebody said to him, I don't know, how do we get to God? How can we get to be with him? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can only come to God through me, and I'll show you the way. He's like the light to show us how to live, how to treat other people, and how to love God. He's our example to follow, and he's the one that can forgive us for all the wrong things that we've done and make God our friend. So that is our Christingle. And I hope you remember, I hope you've enjoyed doing it. I don't know if you've managed to finish it yet. If you finished it, just hold it up and show us how far you've got. I think you have done exceptionally well this morning. Well done on all of that. Whilst, if there's any of you just need to finish it off, you can do that whilst we're playing one more carol. And then we're going to have our prayers this morning. And I've got somebody very special of us to do our prayers today. Somebody who's older. And he's lovely that we've got somebody older helping us in our service today. So we're going to watch and join in, I hope, in the lovely song, Away in a Manger. If you know this carol, I know that most of you do. Join in and sing it at home. That's a lovely carol, isn't it? Right, we're nearly done. We've got one more carol. Children, if you have something to shake, something that can make a shaking noise, you might want to run to the kitchen, get mum or your grown-up to find something that shakes, because the last carol we've got is O Come All Ye Thankful, All You Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. And there's a lot of shaking that you could do for this one, as well as joining in with the singing. So if you can find a shaker, feel free to join in. You might have some bell shakers. You might find a tin of rice or some nuts in a tin or something that you could shake. You could join in at home and see how you get. And I'm going to flick through the screen and see if any of you manage to do that. But grown-ups and children, let's together, let's enjoy this last carol this morning. O Come, All Ye Faithful. We are done for this morning. Right, bless you, children. I hope you've enjoyed that. I hope you've enjoyed making your Christingle. When you're with an adult, you can light the candle. Maybe Christmas Day would be a great one for that. And we've got one more candle in the Advent wreath as well to light. We'll do that on Christmas morning. Be great to see you. Let me just pray a blessing on you as we finish this morning. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you, whether you're a child, whether you're a grown-up, whether you're local to Fressingfield or whether you're further afield. May God bless you with his blessing of joy and peace this Christmas time. Amen.